After they broke up, her best friend started running things with like her ex. It was really weird because the guy broke her heart and she cried about it. But her best friend started running things with him, sending him nudes, kissing him, different things, going out with him. And everybody was just like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And it's not only him she runs things with. She runs things with many guys. And it's just so weird, like people's boyfriends, people's situationships, normal guys. Like, she can go out.
What's up, guys? You're welcome back to your favorite Midnight Podcast show, the Midnight Shayo Show with Zimnan. And we're back here with another banger. Today in my studio, I have two very special guests with me.
Hi, guys. I'm Veronica.
Hey, I'm Nana.
Okay, and today we're going to be talking about backlash and backstabbing.
Backstabbing and backlash.
Yeah, whatever. So, what do you think backstabbing is?
Backstabbing is basically like going behind someone you have a relationship with, like, I don't know, just being pretentious to the person, sha, and going by the person's back to do stuff, wicked, evil stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay, how about backlash?
Backlash is like the negative reaction, them hate that you get when you do something that the society doesn't approve of. You get.
Okay, how about you? What's your definition?
Well, the Google definition of backstabbing is the action of criticizing someone in a treacherous manner, despite pretending friendship with them. And backlash is what she said, you know, doing something that's against societal norms and getting criticized for it heavily. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, how do you think backlash or backstabbing happens? Let's start with backstabbing.
Most times backstabbing happens when you have fake friends around you. I don't know, some of them tend to be like jealous of you or your progress or stuff like that. So like behind your back, they do shit and say shit about your name. And then because they want to like benefit from you and that progress and stuff, then in front of you, they pretend. So.
Do you agree?
I do. I think that a lot of people are fake to each other. And it's so normal nowadays to have fake friends and to talk shit about your friends behind their back. It's like,
yeah,
it's annoying.
And even like peer pressure can be a factor. Like, let's say you're friends with two groups and then one group is talking bad about the other group and then you just want to feel part of that group. So you start talking shit about the other group and you also roll with the other group. And then you can do the same and go to the other group and talk shit about that group and stuff like that.
So it's like just like betrayal, basically.
Yeah.
So what about backlash? How does backlash happen?
I feel like nowadays, society is becoming somewhat of a cult that you have to follow what everybody else thinks and you can't really think for yourself. And if you deviate from that, you're deemed as something phobic or whatever. And that's when you get backlash, you know? So I feel like, deviating from other people's mindsets, from everybody else's mindset, can cause backlash.
Yeah, what she said, but a typical example, please, I don't want to get hit though, like the LGBTQ community. Now, if you like, you don't support and you don't oppose, they still have an issue with you and they can literally like drag you, hate on you and stuff like that for not supporting or opposing. It's not like you hate them or stuff, you're just on your own. You just choose not to be involved. It's now like a problem and you get backlash from it for no reason. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so do you guys have any examples of like a situation or a thing that happened to you that like you got backstabbed or you faced backlash for?
I don't think I've ever really gotten, well, family members, they really do just like stab me in the back on a daily basis.
How do your family members stab
me? Not even on some like funny shit, like they are literally evil. Like if I'm being completely honest, please let this not come back to bite me in the ass in the future. But I'm saying like, some of my family members are literally the devil's incarnation. I remember there was a point where I think I wanted to go to Nile to record a song with one of my friends. You know, like in Nile, you can't really enter any of their buildings if you're not a student. And so you just have to record out in the open. And I stayed there for like 3 hours and then I came home. And when an argument broke out one day, that aunt of mine who knew I was going to Nile went ahead to say, and this isn't funny, she said, oh, your daughter is doing prostitution in Nile, and you are here, you're talking. And I'm looking at her like, when did I? She's always going there to do prostitution and this and that. So this means this has been discussed before then, you know, that I've gone to Nile and therefore so and so is happening. You know, that's an example of stabbing me in the fucking back because, A, I never did that. I don't know I'm into prostitution. I didn't know I'm into prostitution. So, yeah.
How about you? Do you have a scenario?
I don't know, not really, but there was this one time, my friend liked the guy that I kind of had a crush on, and then he liked me, or I don't know, Sha, it was Sha complicated, and I didn't know. So this babe was literally telling me, oh, go for
You him. Didn't know?
I didn't, she never told me, I swear, and I told her before she told me. So, like, obviously, how was I supposed to know that, you have a crush on this guy, or you like this guy, or something like that? Oh, she was not really hyping me. Go for this guy. You guys are made for each other. Stuff like that.
The friend that likes him was hyping you to go for him.
Yes. As for Juget, so that's how I didn't know that, oh, this babe likes this guy and everything. So later on, I found out that, oh, she was, you know, trying to be shooting her shots with him, sending him nudes and stuff like that. I felt betrayed, but at the same time, I didn't want to reason it because me and the guy didn't even go far. So it didn't really pay me like that. Like, no, ma'am.
Okay, so how much of backlash or backstabbing do you think comes about of like things that are not true? Okay, like in your case, they spoke to you, like the story they made was not true. So like, do you feel like most times backstabbing and backlash like happens with fake or false things?
I feel like there's like, there can be some element of truth to it. Like not having to do with my story, sometimes there can be some element of truth to it, you know? To an extent, like, okay, if like 5 or 6 people are ganging up on you and are talking behind your back, saying bad things about you. It's not all about, oh, they're haters, they don't like me. And yes, they may be pretending to be your friend, but you should also look into yourself, like, what about this is true? Like, why exactly would they say these things about me? What exactly are they saying? You know, there might be some elements of truth to it. You're not really aware of how you're making people feel until you listen, you hear them out. So sometimes they can be, but sometimes it's, you know, I feel like it's 50-50 with these things.
How about you? What do you have to say about that?
Sorry, can I repeat the question?
Like, okay, backstabbing and backlash, do you feel like it's all fake, it's true, or like it's in the middle, or it depends?
I agree with her that it's 50-50. I feel like there'll be lies now for sure, but then there'll be truths in the lies and everything. So I don't really have much to say about this, but yeah.
Okay, so what do you think are some of the reasons why people like backstab or backstab? Let's start with backstabbing. Why do you think people backstab their friends or their supposed friends?
Like I said at first, jealousy. That's a major factor. They're jealous of you, but then they still want to like be with you, be happy as your friend, acquaintance, or whatever, so they can benefit from you in one way or the other.
What ways do they benefit?
I don't know. Like, if you're someone with a lot of money, like now I know this guy. I don't know whether he's desperate for friends or something like that. But like, if you just say, oh, please, I need money, you guy, then he'll drop it for you. And then I feel like a lot of his friends don't like him. They just, like, use him for his money. I don't know. I'm just saying, but yeah.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, because they don't talk to him at all till they need something. It's as if, when they need something, they'll speak to him for one day. Then the next day, they'll not ask him, oh, guy, can you please, you know, send me this amount of money or something like that. So, yeah.
This one that you're talking, are you talking from experience or like you two have done it?
Hey, Jesus.
Okay, how about you? Why do you think people backstab?
Well, what she said about jealousy, but also I feel like if you're looking at it from the other person's perspective, I feel like it also comes from having low self-esteem. And, you know, you think you have to beat this person down to make yourself feel better, you know? It's the same reason bullies bully, because they don't like themselves. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're talking shit about your friend, somebody who trusts you, who loves you, who would like do next to anything for you, check yourself. Like, what what exactly is wrong with you for you to be able to do that comfortably and still be able to sit in front of them? Some people also who are in those situations, I know so many people who have stayed in toxic friendships. Friendships, not relationships, or not marriage. Friendships, okay? You know this friend doesn't like you. Anytime a guy comes and he gives you attention, your friend is upset. Anytime you talk to your friend's boyfriend, you don't even have any feelings for him. You don't have any intentions. The guy looks like a frog, but she's upset. She doesn't want you to be happy. She doesn't want you to win. If you're winning, your friend is upset, and you're aware of this, and you stay in this friendship. Check yourself also. Why are you in this friendship? Why are you here? What's wrong with you? You should get out of this friendship. But most people will stay because they also have self-esteem issues. Like, for example, the guy that you're telling me about that nobody talks to him unless they need money, right? I'm pretty sure he's aware that they don't talk to him unless they need money. But it's exactly, it's sad. And he's aware of this, but he's going to keep going back because somehow it feeds his ego and makes him feel a little bit better about himself, despite the fact that he knows that this is wrong. This is wrong. So, yeah.
And something about the guy, please, oh, I don't go to him when I need money. I beg, if I don't say there is a hole or go to God, please. I'll say I was actually one of the genuine people to him, her.
Okay, so now, people that hate on other people, do you feel like it's just, like, okay, as you said, like, you should check yourself, you should, like, do all of those things. So, people really hating on you, is it wrong? Like, yeah, is it wrong?
Yes. I just feel like, no matter how bad the person is, you can just, like, tell the person, oh, this is your problem, blah, 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 rather than unnecessary hate. Like, there's this guy, I'm not going to call his name, in Biz. He said he lies too much and stuff like that. And then, quite all right, he does lie a lot, like, unnecessary lies. But, like, I feel like, I don't know, the hate he's getting is, like, too much. You guys know he's a liar and everything. So he's a liar now. That's always not that people be hating on him, making memes about him, dragging him. Who knows if the guy is suicidal now or something like that. You don't. You don't know what the guy is going through, that he feels like, oh, I have to lie to have, like, friends or followers or whatever he's looking for. So you guys should, like, stop hating. Hate doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
I feel like, to an extent, hate doesn't. But hate can. You know what I mean? Some people need to be bullied. Some people need that. Some people need to grow up. Grow the fuck up. Why are you lying? I'm not going to beat you. What? Like, grow up. So the best that is going to happen for him to stop, like, for him to learn his lesson the hard way, is for him to be shut the fuck down. Like, okay, now that people know him for lying, who is going to believe him when he says anything? Now he's going to have to be honest almost 100% of the time, so that people, like, don't associate him with lying anymore. Yeah. That's the only way. Some people need to be bullied, and I understand that.
Extent, like, yeah. It's like too much making memes about him, and then when they now see him, they'll start laughing. And so, please calm down. It's not that deep. Like I said, you don't know who might be suicidal. I'm just saying, you know. Okay.
Another thing. Let me just cut in. I feel like suicide. The word being suicidal has been used so much to make people, like, soft towards people. Mm. If you do something bad, you are going to get backlash. There are consequences to your actions. Mm. So why exactly would you, take an action knowing fully well that this is what you're doing and not expect a consequence? Mm. This is a consequence to your action, and you cannot use your mental health to bully people out of the consequence that you're supposed to get. This is what you're gonna get for your actions. Yeah. So at the end of the day, like, if this guy is lying and whatnot and getting all this, like, backlash, it was based off of what the actions he thought was correct to take.
Yeah.
And okay, I don't believe that people should continuously do it over and over again, throw it in your face. Like, it's been years now, you're trying to change. People should calm down. You know, there's an extent you take it to that it's too far. Like, you know, I know of people going to beat someone up because, you know, he did something to piss some, you know, some sort of backlash. But I feel like it's 50-50, as I always say. You know, you can't, there's some people that need bullying in this world to change.
yeah. something like that. And there's this other girl I know. She's a pathological liar too. I don't know why, but I feel like that one actually has like problems and reasons to feel like she needs to lie. According to her, she has been abused and stuff like that. And then there are some times that you just be bored. You can just literally go and meet her. And you know she's lying, no? Like, you just want to hear a story. Yes, exactly. Wow. Like, if you even want to fall asleep, just go and meet her. When she starts talking, you will fall asleep. It's not my fault, too. Please. She's the one. She keeps giving back to... You know she's lying. You even tell her, oh, I know you're lying. She'll be like, no, ask this person. And the person will now be like, oh, no, I was not there or something. Why are you lying? You don't need to lie. So, like... I don't, but she said she has been abused though. And,
Do you have a brand, business, or idea that you'd like to advertise, or you'd like to advertise yourself? Well, good news for you. The Midnight Shayo podcast is now accepting promotions, adverts, and sponsorships for your brands, ideas, businesses, and selves. Well, of course, these adverts don't only help to grow your audience size, they also help to unlock you to a new possibility of opportunities with a wider reach of audiences that you wouldn't have thought was possible. Be sure to contact us today for your bookings of episodes and unlock the potential that your company or brand should have. What's up, guys? We're back again and we have two new people re-entering the group. I'm leaving them to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Priye.
Hi, I'm Halima.
Okay, and we're back to the same topic, but like, okay, now we're talking about experiences, like an experience of you being backstabbed or facing backlash or someone you know, starting with Halima.
Okay, guys, so this is my cousin's story. She's in her school and she has this best friend. Okay, like she was dating this guy and they broke up recently, and after they broke up, her best friend started running things with like her ex, and it was really weird because the guy broke her heart and she cried about it, but her best friend started running things with him, sending him nudes, kissing him, different things, going out with him, and everybody was just like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And it's not only him she runs things with many guys, and it's just so weird, like people's boyfriends, people's situationships, normal guys. Like, she can go out and kiss three guys. I'm not capping. And, yeah. And I don't know, she's a good person, but she's not a good person. So, like...
It seems like she's having a very fun life. How about... Pri, what do you have to say?
Sorry, can you repeat your...
Yeah, like an experience of you being backstabbed or facing backlash.
Oh, I faced backlash before.
Okay, expatiate, please.
Okay, so the backlash that I received, I've had like many like experiences, but this one, it was in secondary school. So we had food and not practical.
Calm down now.
So not, I couldn't.
You guys
should talk now. I couldn't cook. like, and to be honest, the food wasn't that bad. Let me just tell you what happened. I cooked fried rice, but the fried rice refused to turn yellow. and I was adding spices, but then it just was not giving. And I was freaking out. Like, I think I almost cried and everything.
I think I cried.
And so, like, and I was having so much expectations for this. And I normally, like, I remember that I told me, you stay in the kitchen. But I know it's the air word. So, and I went to go and cook. My shawarma that was meant to make. My friends helped me make the shawarma. They did not put it in the, what do you call it? Is it the grill? They saved them raw shawarma like that. The food, it was so bad, but it was not that bad. My sauce, it was not that bad. So now, I brought takeaways. When I meet takeaways, like, I was ready to give my set meals. That's how sure I was. And I didn't enter kitchen. I don't even know what was wrong with me. So I now brought the food. You, Jesus.
The food.
Then, Zumnan here.
No, don't call my name.
The host. he was expecting my food to be nice, but he was mocking me, low-key.
How was I mocking
Shasha, you? So I made this fried rice. He didn't know it was not yellow, but it was like a particular color in the...
Yeah, in the middle of red, orange, and yellow. That's the color.
So when it was that color, then I know what is the color. I now carried the rice. I now served, like, my people. But some people were asking for the rice. I say, like I die before I give them this thing. I don't know how this thing went through the entered boys' hostel. Girls' hostel, so it entered. Ah, oh, Jesus is Lord. I did not hear what they gave. I know that food was not as bad as they said. It was actually not. I'm telling you, if you ate it with sauce, it wasn't. The rice wasn't as bad.
With the sauce.
But the butter, no, people actually like made me feel. But long story short, but the next food are not practical. I came.
You should. Yeah. Okay. How about you, Veronica?
I don't think I've actually ever like received backlash before. I'm serious. I've not received backlash. It's just like.
Okay, so now let's talk about this. Do you guys feel like gossip is the same as backlash?
No, I feel like gossiping and backlash are like two different things entirely. I feel like gossiping is like everyone does it, so yeah, it's normal.
Can't say everybody gossips.
Everyone gossips.
You can't say that.
No matter what anyone tells me, everyone gossips, and that's just facts.
I believe that everyone gossips.
Yeah, what do people do in groups? They gossip.
Not all groups are for gossiping.
Not all groups are for it, but one way or the other, they'll start gossiping. Every friend group gossips.
I don't think it's every.
It's every. Zumna, we gossip.
Why would you say that?
We gossip. It's just the truth.
I don't gossip with you.
You gossip with me. We gossip with each other. It's us.
I don't gossip.
So yeah, it's okay. Thank you. So yeah, everyone gossips. But then backlash is like I said, when you do something that the society doesn't accept, then like it's basically people ganging up against you and saying what you did is wrong, or even if you didn't do something wrong, Sha, they're just attacking you for no reason. So yeah, there's a difference.
I agree with what they said, because to me, gossip is when like people come together. Gossiping, like, it happens like
naturally.
With yes, naturally, like with everyone. For example, now if I see like if I'm with my friend now, if I'm like with Veronica or no, someone else or Halima, like if we
skinny
see
jeans,
a guy now with like skinny jeans or something, like we'll just like give each other this look and then we'll not like start saying something. Like gossiping comes naturally. It's just one human like trait, this characteristic that like practically almost every human being has. You cannot tell me that from the day, like since the day you were born to like now, that you have not gossiped. I don't think there's anyone that can say that they haven't gossiped, like whether it's you find yourself doing it consciously or not, but people just do it. And then for me, backlash is just basically like when you go against something that's viewed as acceptable in the society.
Yeah.
Like, yes, if you go like against the societal norms and values and everything. So to me, they are two very different things.
How do I put this? It's not the same. Backlash is, the person will know, like he receives it hot. He'll see it everywhere. So basically, it's not like going behind the person's back to like. Backlash is actually a way to correct some people. I'm not saying it's right, because the hate can get like,
yeah,
too much, like Hailey Bieber now that she's dealing with this whole thing. But like, people need it, because if people didn't start bullying Hailey Bieber, she would have continued bullying Selena Gomez or something like that. But now she's even going to beg Selena to like tell the haters to back off and stuff like that. So like, but then people should know when to stop. They should know their limits, because the hate is getting too much. Why will you be sending someone death threats and stuff like that?
And also like this Hailey Bieber and Selena something, yeah, for me, no human being should receive that like much amount of hate if they did not kill somebody. If like this woman receives death, like you should not send someone death threats.
Haters like a lot of, so this is just an excuse for them
for people
like,
yes, and the fact that she got married to, you know something, yeah, when you like, you know, the public, there's like the public eye, if they see like a couple or like two celebrities, they're a couple, they really deemed it like they deemed them perfect,
yeah,
end game. So if
They are not, people forget that these celebrities, they have lives, they are human beings. Like, you don't live with them in their house or in their apartment. You don't know what goes on with them. So from, they just show you, like, what they want to show you. Basically, it's just like social media. Everybody shows you what they want you to see. You get, they have their, like what she said, their skeletons in their closets and everything. So you cannot just use that to judge. You see a celebrity couple, they've ended their stuff. You've already said they cannot be with another person, this one, that one. They forget that celebrities are not robots. They have feelings too. So you can't say, like, and what she said, that backlash, like, why can't you just go and meet them personally? Like, me now, let me say, Hailey Bieber is receiving backlash. I can't go and meet her personally. Do you get?
Yeah. No, but, like, there's ways you can handle it. There's ways you can tell her that, oh, this is wrong, without all the hate and all of that.
Backlash doesn't have to be negative. Do you get? People can just post that Hailey do better and stuff like that, and it will fall under
criticism. There's not, like, you should not tell a woman that's married that you hope she never gives birth. You hope that her first child will die. That's just out of pocket, and people that do that, like, they're hypocrites. There's nothing you can tell me, because you're calling this woman a mean girl. For you to do that, for you to sit down from the, yes, the comfort of your home to type in the comment sections of this woman, you are this, I pray you die. You are just a hypocrite.
She's a mean girl. Imagine your child is, like, mean just by nature. Do you get? Will you, like, bully your child? Like, will you, like,
you can't kill fire with fire. Like, people have that mentality, and that's not how, like, things should go when it comes to that, because that woman's mental health. And do you know one thing about the public? People switch up so fast. If that woman just comes up now and you hear, oh, she almost committed suicide or something like that, those same people that were in a, who may, what, three people, mental health, check up on your friends. Meanwhile, they, like, we are the cause of our own problems. We are the cause of our own stagnant. I don't know how to put it, but yeah. Then, like, people should just stop. Like, there's to a point, there's a limit to which you, like, give someone hate. Like, me, I've been in a situation where, like, sometimes, like, I'll hear what they said about me, and I'll be like, bro, like, I'll start having thoughts that I know that they're not, because one negative thought can wash down 10,000 positive thoughts that you've had about yourself. Do you get? So you have to, like, it's just a lot. I just feel like people should reduce the amount of hate that they give on one person.
Okay, so what reasons do you feel like people have, like, for doing this? Like, why do you think people hate, backlash, all that stuff?
Some people are just jealous. Then, okay, some people might honestly not be okay with what you're doing, but like Priya said, there are other ways to go about it. But I feel like the most common reason is jealousy.
I actually agree with Halima, because, like, jealousy does a lot of, like, things to people. Like, something that someone's not meant to do, you see them, you find out that they are doing it just because they are jealous. Like, for me, yeah, like, there's a way you go about backlashing, like, showing backlash or, like, hating on someone, like, that's not too much. People just, some people, they just decide to hate on you just because of jealousy. Like, celebrities now, they wouldn't do anything, but then no matter what, you see people in, like, in their comment sections, all those trolls, and it's those people here, yeah, that you see them, like, they don't have jobs, they don't have, like, some people here, yeah, like, they pray to God for, like, money, like, for riches, but they don't know that they themselves, their personality, they are responsible for, like, the position they are in, because they cause it, like, the way they live, their mentality, like, hate is just, like, a bad thing, and most of the time it's jealousy that leads to it.
Yeah, I also agree with what Priya and Halima have said, because, like, people just see and they'll be like, hi, I wish I could be like this girl, before you know, because they can't be like this girl, they'll start hating on you, trying to bring you down or something like that. And I feel like joblessness too is a cause.
Yes.
Like, now this same Selena situation, some people don't even know what's happening, no. They'll just go and start hating on Hailey for no reason and stuff like that. And then the sad part about this whole thing is that it's all those claiming all holy, I'll be waiting, then they call them. Just gonna check the haters on Hailey's page now. Just check their profile. You'll be seeing, oh, God first, mother of two, this, that. I feel like society is just, we can't progress at this point because we're doing ourselves, yes. And then I don't even know.
Stabbing ourselves in our back.
Misha, personally, I feel like it's all, as they said, it all results from jealousy. Like, people really don't have what to do with their lives. They just sit down and see someone good, someone doing good, sometimes doing bad, and then they just decide to
what, like, I don't even know, self, just decide to bring the person down, because let's say them to their down, they just want everybody to be down with them. So please find a life, like, do something productive if you want. I feel like another reason is because people want highlights, like they want to trend, they want people to know that, yes, I'm the one that said this.
A lot of people do stuff for clout, like they just want, like there are some people who just want to cause fights between these two people because of clout.
Something like that. Yes, you don't even know what's going on, or they are bringing you. You don't even know if, like, in that situation, you would have done the same thing the person did. You just want to.
The popularity will be what they get to last them forever. Because most of the time, when they get this popularity, they do not know how to use it to their advantage.
That some people, though, still not trend.
Not trend. You just go and say nonsense.
Like,
and
the person that brought up the story that Kanye West was cheating on his wife with Jeffree Star. Do you know where she is now? It was her that came out to her own self. That's the thing. Nobody knows her name. She came out to her own self and said she lied for clout. And even after saying that she lied, nobody knows her name. So why would you do that? It's all embarrassing at the end of the day.
Yeah. They're just looking for highlights. Please do something with your life so that they can highlight, so that you can be your highlights. Not looking for highlights from other people. So how do you guys feel about being casted? Like, being, because that's like closer to us. Like, yeah, being casted.
I don't know about being casted, but I've had friends and I really don't know how they felt. But I shall know that after they casted them, they changed for a while, sha. Then they continued.
I have like a question. Like, when you say being casted, is it like when it comes to like nudes and stuff, or just
in
like
general? Anything, yeah.
For me, it all boils down to, it's 50-50. I'm just going to be real. Because most of these people that are casted, they know, you can't lie, you were part of the reason for being casted. Like,
how so?
How do I put this?
Okay, yeah, you could say something in terms of nudes. Yes, like, you sent your nudes.
Yeah, in terms of nudes, now, a lot of girls will bash me for this. But we've heard these things from our mothers. We've heard this thing from our Sunday school churches.
From ourselves.
Our Bibles, our Korans.
We even gossip about people.
That get to be honest, girls gossip about other girls that get casted. You get. So you know, when you're sending all the, doing all the stuff, you should know, you know, as a human being, you know the repercussions of what you are doing. But you still go ahead to do it. I understand as a female, if I see my fellow female being casted, I'll be like, oh, like, sorry, I'll sympathize with
her. But there's some girls that support it and help it and do it.
But the girls that support and cast and other girls, like, that, that's very, like, very wrong. Like, 100% wrong. I do not see why you, like, support, like, your fellow female's nudes being casted. You get. But then, as a female, if you're sending, always know that there's going to, like, it's a 50-50 chance. This guy they are sending to, he might not be a saint. You just, it all depends. That's, do you want to be in FIFA 23? I'll be 24. I just feel like you should know. Like, at the end of the day, don't come crying and saying, oh, I didn't know. Had I known? Because there's a lot of stories. Right from when we were little, there were little storybooks about girls that you get. Yeah. So I feel like if you're going into this, know that there's risk and there's repercussions. And if anything happens, you should actually take the blame for it. It's not just the guy that did it. You two, you were involved.
I mean, it's different when the girl knows that, oh, I mean, some people even like intentionally want their nudes to be leaked to that
open.
Because I know this girl, she's even an influencer now. And all we know her for is like leaking nudes, I mean, her leaked nudes. I feel like even sometimes she's even the one that posts her nudes.
Yes.
So, and she's even making it though, to be honest. So, whatever works for you, do you?
Well, casting, some people honestly deserve it.
Yes.
Like, that's my cousin's best friend. Like, people have talked to her times without number, told her different things, but she doesn't listen. But probably the day she should cast, she will learn from her mistake. But, like, if the person doesn't deserve it, I don't feel like they should be casted. Like, when maybe somebody breaks up with you and then you now go and cast them that, oh, you don't run this one, all because you're upset that they broke up
or
with you.
Or if you're trying to move to a girl and she says no, you don't say, that man, she was ugly. She was this. She was not, she not get nyash now. She not get breast.
She black.
It's a lie. It's rejection.
You
didn't know that she don't have nyash or breast and she was ugly. Then you now try and cast her. You've now try and find things, evidence. That's how you read. You'll be digging deep to look for evidence to cast the girl.
This girl that we know that
I don't know how to describe this boy, but he is an obvious player, I think. And then when she like joined our school, I mean, she came to our school, we warned her. The guy was moving to her and everything. I don't even know how to start explaining this one again. So I don't know. I'm sorry.
But yes, she came. They talked to her about this. See,
it's not you, it's me. That's what she now made me the enemy. That's what pained me. I left her home.
See, here's a tip for females. Like, don't leave your friends for a guy. Yeah. Like, because at the end of most, like 99% of the time, you still go back running to your friends. Because guys can switch up on you. So I just feel like no matter what, just keep your friends with you. Yeah. And remember what I said, if you send your nudes or you do anything that you know that if it gets leaked, you get backlash, just know that there's a repercussion for what you're doing.
And then I also want to say that guys, because to me, Sha, this casting stuff is mostly guys dropping girls' nudes.
I disagree strongly because I know of a girl very, very recently that is spreading another girl's nudes.
But then you said a girl, like, that means it's rare now. You know of a girl.
We are talking about most of the time. I know this guy here.
Okay, but even the Dropbox that you're talking about, girls too participated in it.
Girls participated in the Dropbox, but let me tell you something. You cannot lie, in the society, most of the time, like, okay, let me just put it like this: 70% of the time, a guy can cast a girl's nudes. Do you get, like, guys have this feeling like females are like gems in society. If I'm able to like acquire you, do you get, like, let me say, many guys have that mentality.
I feel like the only reason why some girls don't get the chance to, now I'll get backlash for this, yeah, some girls don't get the chance to cast guys is because girls are not smart enough.
So let me explain something.
That's
see, I've seen guys' nudes before. Uh-huh. I've seen it.
How often do you see it?
Often, very, very often. Like, okay, very often. I know lots of guys.
But okay, do you see it like their face and everything?
No, they don't send you their face. Some girls see. If you're sending, and girls, okay, there's a tip. Have sense, please. If you're sending nudes, please don't put your face in it. Don't. Okay, but see, yeah? Like, I've seen many guys' nudes. Mm-hmm. I would not carry a guy's nude. To go and show my friend group or anything. Like, even my friend groups. I will not show. Well, that's just not.
You drop it.
Ha, Aisha, don't drop. Oh, this kind of something. But if I don't see that kind of something, you cannot lie. A lot of guys just do it for fun. Like, there was this time I was on a group video call with like random teenagers, yeah? And then there was this guy that said, first off, he was complaining about how females sometimes they want their news to be leaked and everything. And he now said that guys normally don't do, I don't even know what he was saying, but then he was like a walking contradiction of himself. Yeah. Because at the end of, I think you guys were, because at the end of the day, he was like that he does it for fun. His friends will bet on females to get their nudes. That's just.
And he was literally saying, no, the guy you trust. He was not like, someone like me, you can trust me. Then after that, you now said, oh, I don't even get it.
Like a walking contradiction. Like, you should know your lane. Like, you see, that's my problem with, like, trust. Like, that's why a lot of females have trust issues now. Do you get? Like, if you want to send, like, as a guy now, if you know that you're honest and everything, you'll be loyal, you wouldn't, like, drop a babe's nudes. Like, you wouldn't leak it out. Like, but because of what these girls have heard, because of the experiences their close friends or even people that are not their close friends have gone through or been through, they will not be able to, like, okay, take a picture and... Please, again and again, do not put your face inside. Please.
At this point,
the guy is trustworthy. He shouldn't even be asking for nudes.
No, it happens. Because, let's say long distance, things like that.
People are just hormones, stuff like that.
To be honest, yeah, there's a lot of things guys do. Like, if I'm in a long distance relationship and I'm a guy now, I might want to see my, because what will I do?
Yeah, like, because imagine not sending to him. Like, it could cause, like, him to cheat, like, to go for other girls. So, yeah, I feel like.
I don't understand why guys do it, but then I.
But you know that there's girls too that ask for nudes, so that's not even a point.
There's girls that ask for it. Yes,
everything. But then, guys, Sha, I just want you to know that spreading a girl's nudes, I've been waiting, is not an achievement.
No, don't say guys. Guys and girls.
So spreading nudes is not an achievement.
No matter your gender, no matter what you have
between your legs down there. Please do not leak someone else's private like pictures, like private parts. Especially yes, when that you guys had.
How do you even do it? How do you even face the person after? How do you live with yourself?
Because me as a female, see any girl that that your nude has been casted, or should I say guy? I just want to just give you my condolences because I cannot imagine me being a female walking around. Everyone basically has seen me naked.
That's basically what we're talking about now. So like, now let's talk about the negative effects. What do you think this does to people psychologically, mentally, and all of that?
Social stigma. Social stigma, like when it gets too deep, it can lead to death. It can lead to a lot of... There's this girl that died. She was an influencer. And... part of the reason, and even in her grave, people still wouldn't let this girl rest. That's how bad it is. Because before that, I think her nudes got casted. And then you know, see guys, like there was one time I was walking around in school, yeah? And I heard this group of guys, they were like, you carried, if I don't know, they were just like, that they just give the girl to like one guy. And the girl was like, God forbid, do I know feed that kind of something? And like, when the girl was walking, you see how she was always smiling, everything. Just one day, this girl has died, suicide. Do you guess? Like, yeah. There's like a lot of things. If you don't have the ability to control yourself, self-control, you can do a lot of drastic things like self-harm, a lot of stuff. Bro, see.
All these disorders are actually real. You guys should actually be considerate about people because you won't want anyone else to do that to your family, friend, to yourself. Yeah. Like, consider other people before you do stuff like this. And I've been saying suicide. No, I'm not suicidal, but it's real. Like, you guys need to stop. Yeah. People do it. We see celebrities every day. Okay, not every day, but like every other day. This one committed suicide, this, that, backlash, everything. So please be wise. Use your brain. Be normal.
I just have the same point of view, like the whole suicide, mental health issues, because like living with that type of thing is really hard. Because like Priya said, that girl was just walking around smiling, nobody knew what was happening. So like that's honestly very painful to be going through so much and then you can't even talk to anybody about it.
Yeah.
So
and I also want to say that if you have a friend that has been casted or something like that, please let's not stigmatize them. It's like, in this generation, to be honest, it's normal. So please stop pushing them away and making them...
Veronica, I have a question for you. What? If you have a friend that their nudes got leaked, would you, like, still...
Yeah, even currently, I have friends like that. So I'm not being hypocritical. I'm being, like, honest. Just be nice because you never know. Maybe you'll be the person's, you know, last hope in humanity or something. I know I sound dramatic now, but it's just the truth, so... Yeah, be nice.
Okay, so how do you feel like people should deal with things like this? Because like you said that it can lead to suicide, it can lead to all of this. So like, let's say inevitably it has happened to someone. So how do you think they should deal with it? How do you think they should go about it?
First and foremost, I want to say, talk to your God. I know like you've already done it. The deed has been done. Go to your creator. If nobody is like there for you, like God will always be there for you. No matter your religion, just like... try to draw closer to God. Just, talk to God. That's what me I'll see.
I mean, find someone who you can talk to. Like, you should have at least some friends. So pick one person that can be the closest, understands and everything. Yeah. Confide in them. It can be a family member. It's just so that you don't have to go through it alone.
Try and channel your energy towards positive things. That's very hard, but then like if you have something that you enjoy doing, try and do it. Like if you have that, like just try and find your happiness, your comfort zone, and try and stay. Yes, try and stay, because it can like distract you. For just get a distraction. A human being can be a distraction. Like if you have a very close friend now, you guys can be together, she's going to help you or he's going to help you, and then you feel, even if you don't feel like you don't immediately like
better right away,
yes, but then do you get, if you really love listening to music, do what you like. If you love painting, pour it out. Just do what you know that is your happy, like just do you get, like your safe haven basically.
Yeah, like Priya said, just be positive. And I mean it too when I say talk to God, because me too, I was feeling insecure and I was down. At the point, I feel like I was suicidal. Yes. But yeah, talk to God. It helps. Read your Bible verses, scriptures. You even see some stories that relate to you, your Quran too. And Yeah.
Just talk, because actually God is like a very big, like no matter your religion, I just feel like you should, and don't just pray when you know that you're in trouble or something like that. I feel like you should just try and build a relationship with your God despite your religion, because suicide, not even suicide, self-harm, a lot of stuff. I've been in situations like I would just be like, okay, I feel like I want to give up. And to someone else, the reason that for me being this way might not be like deep, do you get? Mm-hmm. But then like I have my personal like reason, like yes, and I might be more sensitive than you, do you get? Yeah, so like my, don't just come to a person and be like, oh, that's the reason for them being like this. Then because I know a lot of people that do that, like especially when I was in secondary school, I would hear people saying, oh, that's her reason, because there was this girl, she self-harmed herself, and then when like another girl found out, she was like, oh, that's her reason, she should continue now, like stuff like that. That's very wrong. When you see someone that self-harms, I know how it is, like don't, like try your best to be there for that person, don't laugh at that person, because from there someone can slash their wrist and the person would die. It all depends on God. So at the end of the day, be nice. I'm being fucking for real. People slash their, yes, when you slash your wrist, like the vein and stuff like that, if you actually go very deep, you can, by bleeding too much, just the pain.
You said the girl said, oh, that's why she did it. So you found out, Abi, she confided in you, and that's what you said. The Lord is watching you.
Okay, Misha, what I'll say is that you should not deep anything personally. I feel like it happens. People will talk about you. I feel like it's just part of life. Like, you should just...
At some point, you have this face that...
You can't stand, but carry your head up high.
Yeah.
Do you know it pains the haters? It, like, it's you, pain. See, when they say something about you,
I don't care. I'm telling you.
Because they are trying to bring you down. That's why they are saying this stuff about you. And you will let them win if you are down. Yeah, don't let them get
crying in public.
No. I'm telling you, this person, you will not see this person again.
Yes, that's the thing. And there's some girls self, but like, okay, they'll cast your news. Not everybody knows you. You know, like you kind of like start telling people you get some girls are actually responsible for that, for making their nudes more popular.
Yeah.
So try your best not to do that. You get, stand up high when they are talking shit about you. Don't allow it to enter inside you. Be audacious. Don't allow, because you have to show them strong face, because to pain them. Because I know myself.
Even if later on you go inside your room,
it will pain me.
Yeah.
And for those people that are saying, oh, these are wise people's stuff and stuff, please stop having that mentality.
Yes.
Anyone can be hurt. Like, you don't know the, other people's level of tolerance or whatever. So because they are stronger doesn't mean this person is like... Do you get? So stop saying it's wise people's stuff. We have emotions. We're not animals, please.
Yes,
so
because we are black doesn't mean that we are baboons. So please, we have emotions. Not that every single thing be like, oh, this is a white girl stuff. Why would you be doing that? Please, please, people have emotions and feelings. There's a lot of stuff, mental disorders, body dysmorphia, everything. That person that you're body shaming, it can lead to suicide next thing. The person that you're calling skinny or fat, because see, everything, please, see, the tongue is very powerful. Words have power. You can use your tongue to destroy or create something. So please be careful what you say.
And also karma. So don't think, oh, you've done this person and it's not come back to you. If you don't repent, and I pray you don't, it will get back to you.
Because I know one girl. This is for you. I know one girl. Now she went around. She used to make people feel bad. Me, personally, she used to make me feel bad. But if you see her now... lowdown is real, just so you know. Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk a little on what Priya said. Priya said body, what do you call that?
The
body shaming.
Here.
No, body shaming.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay, I don't want to sound insensitive or what, but like if somebody is fat, like okay. Okay, if somebody is fat and they are not making, okay, there's some people that are born that way, like, genetically that way. There's some people that is a sickness that they are that way. But you are fat. you cannot breed well. You can't be eating 10 plates of food and you will sit down. You will not go and gym. You will not stop. You will not diet. You will now sit down and say, body shaming, body shaming, body shaming. I'm not shaming anybody. Body shaming, body shaming, body shaming. I have a problem with that.
Notice how I said slim and fat people, because both people receive. And like, I feel like, see, like if you're fat, that's cool. But if you're obese, that's where there's a problem. You know that you can't. Your neck is not showing nothing. Please,
please. I know it's very, very hard being a glutton, because gluttony is actually very real. When you're when you can't stay away from food, but try your best. Go to God in prayer. Try
gym. No, gym. Go to the gym.
Even if it's liposuction, please go and do it. Go and remove the fat. Yes, now people do surgery to get their fat removed. Like if they're obese. Yes, go to the gym first, or if you're too lazy, go to. But then liposuction, there's a huge possibility that you will die.
But for people that can change it, but if you can't change it, if it's genetics, if it's sickness stuff,
that's the thing, because
so fat people
swear, there's actually a higher chance. There's a higher possibility if you know that you sweat like more than the average human being. There's a higher possibility for you to reek. Do you get? So try your best. Invest in deodorant, my sister or my brother. I'm telling you, because see, get deodorant, get perfume. There's like long-lasting perfumes. Invest in your. There's some people that their bodies react to like. Do you get stuff more? So if you're fat and you know that you keep sweat on your neck, you have like a lot of flaps or something. I don't know what they call them. Flaps, like try and when you bath, raise them up, clean them. I'm actually being serious. Like try and clean your body a lot.
Buy food, please buy deodorant. Leave street.
Please. I know fat people. I've seen fat people that they don't smell. Like I'll be like, bro, that's do you get? I know fat people that don't smell. So just because you're fat, it shouldn't be an excuse for you to be smelling like gutter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So another thing I want to say is because we're talking about backlash and backstabbing. You know, the internet has a problem with people calling people fat. They will say you should call them what is it plus size or what's it like, them they talk plus size, big, chubby, what are those their words?
Thick,
whatever you want to say. Like last you know it's fat, sha. But like what do you guys feel about that?
To be honest, yeah, to me I feel like I know I'll receive hate for this, but I feel like that's actually very wrong. Like
to call people fat?
No, like for people to say like for we shouldn't call people it. See, let me tell you, if you're fat, you're fat. Like then I'm just
YouTube,
I believe that there's actually like someone being chubby. For me, there's actually I can actually spot where someone is chubby. Someone is thick, I feel like thickness has to do with your curves and stuff like that. But you know you're fat, I just feel like the society is just trying to make people, but that's like no matter what, there's always going to be the positive and the negative side. And if the society says if you're skinny, this like you get, it's all about like the beauty standards and then the societal standards. Like there was a time long ago, but it was like very long, let me say around the 15th or 16th century, that if you were fat, if you're skinny, that was a problem. It means that you didn't eat well, you were very poor.
These Yoruba aunties now that they'll say, look at you.
Yeah, like me that I'm skinny now. I used to see aunties, they'll come with, they'll drag my collarbone. Priya, you're not eating now. You know they chop. What, your parents don't feed you at home? They feed me. I just have a slow metabolism rate. They feed me. It's just that like I just don't feel like you calling someone fat, like, and like you having a preference. Like I feel like people have an issue, because I saw this video on TikTok. This girl was like, you saying that you have a preference and saying you don't like fat people is not true. You're just fat phobic. That's a fucking lie.
What the fuck is fat phobic? Please. No, please. What do you mean by fat phobic?
Sorry, is there something like slim phobic?
Are these people stupid?
No, like, that's a general question. That's a genuine question.
There's nothing like slim phobic.
So why is there? I feel like you guys are the ones making fatness a bit waiting seem bad. Because if you call someone slim, it's normal. But if you call someone fat, now problem, negativity, this, why will you call me fat? I feel like it's just in people's minds.
Like part of this fat something now, because people are trying to make fatness seem like so, like they're trying to like glorify it. Do you get? They're not trying to push some things onto the skinny people. They'll be like, being skinny is a problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see some like skinny girls. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Some skinny girls on TikTok, they'll just be dancing their own. And I'll see people in the comment section like, she's trying to make us feel bad. But if it's a fat person, they'll not be like, go queen, oh my god, yes queen, plus size queen, yeah, you're so confident. But if they see a slim girl dancing now, like, they'll not be like, you're trying to do this one, bones, this one, you should eat this one. Like, bro, like, a skinny person is not responsible for you being fat.
Yeah.
Like, just take a point, do you get, like, don't need to, like... You don't need to reflect like your hate on someone just because that's not nice, Shasha. So if someone is fat, someone is fat.
Somebody slim.
Just like they're giving hate comments for nothing, it's because the person is insecure. So don't dip it. You're better than person.
Yes.
I'm being honest,
Shasha. Okay, so, okay.
sometimes people don't even see fatness as like an insult. Maybe
but what can I do? I'm on the bigger side, so what do you want me to do? It's not hate, it's not negative. So
it's how other people react to it that will make it seem like
Some people see me as fat, some people will see me as fat. So generally at this point is preference, like, whatever.
Like one celebrity, like her kids are not allowed to say the F word. Do you know what the F word is?
Fat. Nice.
Wow. But they can say the S word, skinny.
They can say skinny.
Yeah, like, dude, or slim. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, fat, like, someone can be fat. Do you get... that's what we
and
have to say
this
on this.
This society stuff, saying fat, slim is society. Please, it's nature. It's God that gave us different shapes and sizes. So stop... Like, trying to make everything bad. I'd be waiting at Google.
Like, there was this time, like, the Kardashians, I think some of them got their BBL removed or something like that. They were like, they are trying to go back to the 90s skinny kind of something that people are trying to make everybody seem skinny. They were now throwing shades at them for being skinny. I was like, it's really not that deep. Like, and they do not... There's some people that I'll actually see them on TikTok when I meet their obese. Like, it's so fucking bad.
And they'll keep...
They will now open their shirts. Please wear shirts.
Or they'll not... They not see human beings putting backhanded compliments.
Respectfully wear shirts.
Yes. Backhanded compliments saying, oh my God, you're so beautiful, queen. Don't mind them. Your fat is beautiful.
Body positivity.
Body positivity. That's the thing. Like, they can be... You get... Don't, like... See, I have a lot
like.
To see. Oh my God. Oh well.
Shall we leave this for another... This will definitely be another topic. So now let's talk about coming back from backlash. How do you think someone can, like face it, come back from it, and, like, do you think it ever goes back to normal or it will never be normal? How do you view that?
To be honest, I don't think it will ever 100% be normal. You know deep down that this happened, but you just have to move past it. You can't kill yourself. Just everything is in your mind to be honest. So move past it. If you like, stay. If you like, don't stay. That's your choice at this point.
Yeah, I agree, because you honestly won't feel the same, because last as that thing is still out there, but you can move on from it and just choose to not let it affect you.
So, like I said, move past it is your choice. Kim Kardashian, how did she blow? Sex tape. From there, she made it in life. So, it's your choice to... If you get clout from it, make use of it. If you don't, then just work on yourself and be positive about yourself.
That's the thing. Exactly what they said, I agree with them 100%. Like, just, like, live your life. Do you get? Because there's really, no matter what... Once you've done one bad thing, that's where humans are programmed to behave. Yeah. Like, they'll associate you with that thing. Do you get? Like me now, another time they said I can't cook. I saw one, I did send it one time, and one person was like, is that Priya's food that you're eating? Something like that. Do you get? Like, and like, we've moved past that. Like, I don't even talk to these people like anymore. They don't know whether I go to the kitchen or not or something like that. But the second practical I did, my food was okay. Do you get? But then they turned a blind eye to that. So it's good now. Come and eat. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they'll always remember, know you for that bad thing that I did. It's just up to you to live your life.
Misha, I feel very different. I feel like no matter what, everything will always pass. Like, I feel like it's always a stage. Like even though it will not really be the same, because people will still remember it, I feel like the heat and everything, like, it's just temporal. Like, once people get another thing to talk about, they will leave your own and talk about that one. That one too, once they get a new thing, they will leave and go. So, I feel like you shouldn't really bother yourself about it. So, final question. Would you guys accept a friend that has backstabbed you back?
Yes, if we're being honest, even now I feel like we all have friends that have.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. We are always different, but like one way or the other, I feel like even if you don't know, people are backstabbing you now. So exactly. So just day or day, what can you do? Can you stay and be cutting everybody off? You can't. One way or the other, yourself, you've been fake to other people. Everyone has been fake. So. What can I do? It's not like I'll accept you back. Oh, come, I'll still be telling you my secrets, everything. No. Let's just say you'll be an acquaintance or a friend, but not a guy. You get, you won't be in my
circle.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it just depends. Because like Veronica said, you can't cut off everybody. So like you still have to accept some back. But some people's backstabbing might have just been too deep.
and you don't need that type of energy. So,
okay, so do you believe they should be forgiven?
If they can change. Okay, not necessarily change, but like, let me say, if it wasn't so serious.
No, the one that is very, very serious. I'm not saying they should be your friends, but like, do you believe, like, would you forgive them, like, at a point?
I feel like just forgive them at a point, because there's no point of like carrying around the hatred and everything. But obviously, you'll not be close to them again.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah, I will forgive you, but I will never ever forget what you did to me. Like, I just feel like there's a level of intimacy I have with each and every friend of mine. And if I find out, like, if Veronica does something to me now, and let me say a random person, like she's just like my acquaintance, do you get to say hi, hello? If I find out that Veronica did that exact thing that that person did, like, that person, it would be easier for me to cut them off.
Yeah,
do you get?
Yeah,
but then,
yeah,
Veronica has been a huge part of my life. So for me to think about, like, dropping her off, that's going to be very, very deep. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just keep them at, like, arm's length. Like, mm-hmm. I have this one friend here. She had this very, very close friend. Like, they were very close. And then the very close friend, she did something that, to me, if my friend did that to me, it would have been very, very unacceptable. But she did it either way. And, like, I don't know whether she would go back to her because it's still ongoing. But if it's me, to be honest, because of how close we were, like, it would be hard for me to cut her off. But then I would just have to distance myself very slowly. Do you get? I wouldn't, like, rush back to her. Like, it would take time to adjust to stuff. Do you get? Because it's already a habit. You're already very close to this person. Like, this person knows your everyday movements and stuff like that. It's just for you to slowly distance yourself from there. It would take a lot. You have to work on yourself. Do you get? But then sometimes you have to lose people to love yourself. That's basically what it is.
I'm not saying, to be clear, I'm not saying please bring them back into your life. No. I'm just saying that you don't necessarily have to, like, cut them off or throw them away. Like Ray said, it depends on how deep it was and everything and how close you are to the person. So yeah, but me, no matter what you do to me, I won't drag it to my God, I'll fight.
Okay, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Please don't forget to follow us on your music streaming platform and on our Instagram at Midnight Shayo. Stay tuned. Every Wednesday, new episode drops at 11:59 p.m. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Priye, Halima, Veronica, and Nana for joining this episode. We'll be back again soon.